WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we're currently sitting at 72 degrees under cloudy skies, with still some sprinkles here at the KJAN studios in Atlantic, as that severe weather has passed well to our north and east, in fact starting to move into Ames and other parts of central Iowa, as now the rest of the listening area in western Iowa, eastern Nebraska, just getting some garden variety rain showers. Good morning, I'm Brett Johnson, KJAN News, as the news is brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. A Missouri man has been hospitalized after crashing his tractor trailer into the banks of the Nishnabotna River during a rear-end accident on Highway 59 in Shelby County. 46-year-old Robert Anderson of St. Joseph, Missouri, was transported to Mercy Medical Center with unknown injuries after he had rear-ended a pickup truck. At about 4:45 Wednesday afternoon, Anderson was driving a semi-tractor trailer and empty flatbed trailer south on Highway 59 in Shelby County near Route F-58. He rear-ended a Ford F-150 driven by Timothy Meyer of Harlan. As a result of the incident, Anderson's tractor trailer veered off the road and came to rest in the west bank of the Nishnabotna River. Meanwhile, Meyer's vehicle came to rest on the shoulder of the road. After the crash, Anderson was transported by medevac ambulance to Mercer Medical Center, as the status of his injuries was not yet known, and it's not known if any citations were issued, but we are expected to get another press release coming up later this afternoon regarding that incident. KJAN News Time is 7:08.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans, trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
Well, sentencing is scheduled today in the case of a Crescent man accused of supplying alcohol that resulted in the death of a Harlan teenager last fall. 27-year-old Dustin Thomas pled guilty to supplying alcohol to an underage person resulting in death last week. He could face as much as 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine. 9 other people had been charged in the incident where minors had been drinking at a party. Thomas was arrested in February on accusations that he provided alcohol that resulted in the death of 17-year-old Julio Caceres. On October 11th, Caceres died as a result of the injury suffered in the alcohol incident the previous weekend. Thomas had admitted to the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation that he bought a bottle of black velvet that Caceres drank at the party. Charges were filed following an investigation by the Iowa Department of Criminal Investigation. Well, Rag Brye continues to make its way across Iowa as they're going to finish up this weekend over in Davenport on the Mississippi River. And earlier yesterday on LaVon Eblen's program, Backyard and Beyond, Kip Harris, the chairman of the Rag Brye Committee here in Atlantic, said a lot of businesses seem to benefit from having Rag Brye come through town.
Hearing stories out there now that, like your band and wrestling, football, athletic teams up at the high school, along with the cheerleaders, preliminary reports are showing that that group probably made somewhere between the area 15 and 20,000. Along with that, I've heard indications that the Elks Club sold out all their food. The churches, I haven't heard anything negative that come from all the church groups around town. So I think that it was ultra successful in what we accomplished.
He also said that there wasn't a lot of cleanup that the volunteers had to worry about once the Rag Brye riders left town on Monday.
They want to leave it like they saw it when they showed up. Yeah, you'll have a few things here and there. I guess the beverage garden is one place where you might have some disarray, but that's fully expected in that situation because you're dealing with alcohol and the event and that. But even with that being said, people are very conscious of throwing their cans in containers. Bob Sweeney was in charge of our campgrounds, and which he did a masterful job with that. And I know he walked the area yesterday morning, and I think I recall him saying there was only a couple of things that he had to actually pick up. So when you consider the number of people that were there in the Heritage House area and all the school area, that he only had to pick up a couple of things, that's just incredible.
Harris went on to say that he expects RagBri to come back to Atlantic in the next 5 to 7 years. As you may have heard on our newscasts yesterday, the U.S. Postal Service is considering closing several Iowa post offices, including locations in Brayton, Cumberland, Kimballton, and Lewis. Western Iowa Congressman Steve King has released a statement on the possible closings, saying he plans to develop an individualized plan to ensure that the feedback and the concerns of each community are brought to the attention of the Postal Service. He says the USPS cannot be allowed to take advantage of the situation to shrink its responsibilities in Western Iowa, quote unquote. Now taking a look at state news, Iowa has suspended the liquor license of a convenience store clerk, or a convenience store rather, where authorities say a Nebraska man bought beer before a drunken driving crash that killed 4 motorcyclists in Western Iowa last summer. In a settlement with the Iowa Alcohol Beverages Division, Taylor Oil Company admits to no wrongdoing or guilt, but it does not contest the complaint the company sold beer to a person who was intoxicated. Reports say that the 21-day suspension on Wednesday for the Taylor Quick Pick store in Missouri Valley, and the suspension does actually begin this morning, Andrew Schlichtemeyer of Murray, Nebraska, was sentenced to 50 years in prison for vehicular homicide, as the men killed in the crash were returning from the annual motorcycle rally in Sturgis, South Dakota. Iowa is welcoming home more Iowa National Guard troops from Afghanistan. Ceremonies are set for tomorrow in Cedar Rapids, Des Moines, and Sheldon for more than 240 returning soldiers. A homecoming for Company A of the 334th Brigade Support Battalion is at 12:30 at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. It will be followed by a homecoming ceremony at 1 o'clock in the afternoon for 3 units in the 334th at the Hy-Vee Hall in Des Moines. Authorities say it will be late September or early October before the Missouri River returns to its banks. Upstream water releases at Gavin's Point Dam near Yankton, South Dakota, are scheduled to be cut starting on Saturday, then again on Monday. Paul Johnson of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers District Office in Omaha says it will take time for floodwaters to recede. The Corps has said it must reduce the dam's release slowly, and lest a quick drop in water level raise the risks of downstream levee breaks. Reports say that when the flooding ends, residents, farmers, businesses, officials, and government agencies will be able to determine the damage and the total cost of plans and repairs. And finally, Eastern Iowa officials are reporting flooded streets, homes, and businesses following storms that left up to a foot of rain in some areas. The National Weather Service lifted its flash flood warnings at 4:15 this morning, but it still is altering officials and residents about the flood danger. The service says the heaviest rain occurred in Jackson, Jones, Delaware, and Dubuque counties. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
Hey, Marge, come on in.
Wow, Martha, it feels like a sauna in here. You know it's 90 degrees outside. And that noise, why don't you have your air conditioner on?
I would, but mine is old, and it finally broke down on me, so I'm running all my fans trying to stay cool.
Well, hurry up and call Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic. It's supposed to be even hotter the next few days. They can fix this one or suggest a new high-efficiency AC unit or heat pump that's way better than your old one.
You're right, and you always know the best companies to use, so I'll call Masker Plumbing and Heating later today.
No, let's call them now. 243-2260. That's Masker Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic, 243-2260.
Call Masker Plumbing and Heating to set up your AC inspection today for all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs. Masker Plumbing and Heating at 209 Walnut Street. Give them a call at 712-243-2260. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you.
And now taking a look at our funeral announcements, 76-year-old Donald L. Paulson of Exira died on Saturday at the Exira Care Center in Exira. Graveside services will be held this morning at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Cemetery west of Exira. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 97-year-old Edna Grace Campbell of Irwin died on Monday at the Reed House. Funeral services will be held this morning at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Irwin. 90-year-old Hugh McCall of Bridgewater died on Tuesday at his home in Bridgewater. Funeral services will be held this morning, actually this afternoon at 1:30 at United Methodist Church in Bridgewater. Also, 60-year-old Robert Edward English of Washington, Iowa, died at the Mirchu Medical Center, as services are scheduled for tomorrow morning at 10:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 75-year-old Charles T. Mennett of Washington, D.C. died on Friday at the Kindred Hospital in Richmond, Virginia. She funeral services will be held this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has the arrangements. 93-year-old Maxine Ann Artinson of Avoca and formerly from Shelby died on Sunday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center in Avoca. Funeral services will be held on Friday at 1:30 at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. And funeral services are pending for Janet Margaret Hines, who died on Monday at the Park Rapids, Minnesota. And once again, those services are pending with the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. That's news on KJAN, as news this hour was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call, 243-2260, for all your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Skyscan forecast is next.